So it's a fairly rapid transition that we make from the scene last week where we're still gathered there in Bethlehem reflecting upon the birth of Jesus, the witness that he made and the people that he was drawing to himself. And now we're suddenly with the adult Jesus. We've left behind the little child. We've left behind all of the trials that he experienced. And now, in his full-grown manhood, his adulthood, he's here beginning his ministry and making these declarations to us. In lots of ways, of course, though, it's the ministry of John the Baptizer, who remains central to our liturgy. But it's John who understands his role as well. We take him back to the reading that we had on the second Sunday of the season of Advent, this figure of John preparing us for the coming of the Messiah. And now he's here. Now Jesus stands among us. But with all of those prophetic signs and calls that we expected the Messiah to be, I don't know, a more significant figure, someone who was going to be there in all the blazing glory and sound effects and lighting shows and all of that, that the Messiah would come marching onto the stage of world history with all of these wonderful signs and wonders to accompany him. Instead, he's just there in all his humility, simply walking into the waters of the muddy Jordan River. But yet, it's in that moment when, in the midst of that humanity and the midst of that humility, that he is able to be there and say, I want to be with you. I want to stand among my people. I want to walk with you into every different situation that you're going to face in the midst of your life. The God that comes as Jesus the Messiah is not distant, is not separate. Even though there's this scandal of Jesus, the sinless one, presenting himself for repentance, presenting himself to be baptized and to be cleansed, to go down into this ritual bath that John was offering to the people, and so many were flocking there to experience this true cleansing, this true experience of new life. Jesus presented himself, offered himself, so that he would never be separate from us. He would never be distant from us. That we would now know that the God that we're able to worship is being revealed in the person of Jesus. That this is the one. And as he begins to emerge, then some of these signs and wonders begin to be encountered and experienced. We're told that the heavens were torn open. Not this very distant experience of a heaven a long way away, but the Jewish understanding of heaven was that God's glory, God's presence surrounds us. We get to glimpse that at times, and this was one of those moments when that veil that separates us from the understanding of the presence of God was removed, and suddenly they were able to experience the very presence of God. And that voice, that thundering, powerful voice of the Father making those declarations and speaking that truth into the life, not just of Jesus, but into the life of everyone. When God the Father declares, my Son, my beloved, my delight. The fact and the gift of what we live and experience as a Christian people is that the words that were uttered, the words that were declared unto Jesus by the Father that day, because of the gift of our own baptism, because of the gift of what Jesus has done for us, that he offers those words to us as well. That the gift of what happened at that moment in the baptism of Jesus is for us and for our lives as well. This is my beloved child. This is the one in whom my favor rests. This is the one in whom I delight. Let's take a moment to say our own name. Let's take a moment just to allow that truth to be declared and spoken into our own lives, to remind us of the gift of our own baptism, to remind us that those words spoken about Jesus were also spoken about us. And to say your name and then hear the voice of the Father say, "You are my beloved child. You are the one upon whom my favor rests. You are the one that I delight in." Pope Francis, during the week, was reflecting on the fact that it's never enough to receive catechesis. It's never enough to read through the pages of Scripture, to read through the pages of the catechism, to hear homilies, to hear the words of the truth that are spoken into our lives. If we just hear them as mere words, they're never enough until we encounter God, until we experience God for ourselves. Nothing will ever change in our lives. Nothing will ever be different in our lives until that moment, that glorious, precious, incredible moment when, as a gift of the Holy Spirit, we realize that we have done nothing to deserve this. It's not because of the things that we have done that make us capable of being delighted in by the Father, but by the simple grace and gift, the choice of God, that God opens himself to us to receive this gift. But because of that, because God has already acted in our lives, because God has already chosen us, then these words are true. Then these words can begin to make an impact upon our lives. Don't allow the words of Jesus spoken to us by the Father today to remain mere words, but allow the grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit to penetrate into our hearts, to allow us to realize these are the things that God the Father declares into our lives. These are the things that God wants us to hear. You are my child. You are the one in whom I delight. My favor rests on you.